Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll wrap up this week on the show with a call-in for immigrants from anywhere to tell us what have we missed in the news this week from your country of origin because we've been so obsessed with impeachment. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Again, immigrants from anywhere, what have we missed in the news this week from your country of origin because we've been so obsessed with impeachment, 212-433-9692. And yes, there's been a lot of coverage of one story, Turkey invading Syria to attack the Kurds, but that's because it's attached to Trump and the suspicion that his foreign policy is designed to help Vladimir Putin. But other than that, immigrants from anywhere, what have we missed in the news this week? World news, which always takes a backseat anyway, from your country of origin, because we've been so obsessed with impeachment. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I got the idea for this call-in because on Sunday, a friend of mine in Ecuador sent an email saying that his kids weren't able to go to school because, as he writes, Ecuador has taken a very unexpected turn the last 10 days. The government 10 days ago imposed austerity measures that removed decades-old gas and diesel subsidies, along with instituting pay decreases, 20%, for government workers. The increase in price for gas was 40% and diesel 90%. The reaction was very swift, with people from the poorer communities across geographic and cultural segments of the population protesting, cutting off roads, etc., throughout the country. The schools have been closed nationally for 7 days, which seemed out of an abundance of caution. We were hopeful that school would be back in session on Monday. That hope was squashed as protests escalated dramatically in Quito, and I suppose the majority of the country. Quito's the capital. In Quito, there was ransacking of a government building, protests, and fires leading the president to call for a 24-hour curfew in Quito and the surrounding area. The situation is complicated. And I read that email and I thought, how did I not know about this? And the answer is that my own usual browse of world news has been limited this week because the impeachment news just keeps breaking throughout the day, day after day. But immigrants from anywhere, what have we missed in the news this week from your country of origin because we've been so obsessed with impeachment? Maybe you're from Ireland and have a Brexit news thought. Maybe you're from Hong Kong and you want to say something about Xi Jinping or LeBron James. Or did you hear about the new Hong Kong court ruling about same-sex marriage? It's against it. Did you know that in May, Taiwan became the first country in Asia to allow it? Maybe you're from South Korea, where Samsung admitted yesterday that their S10 phones with Touch ID can actually be unlocked by anybody's thumbprint. Oopsie. Or there's this. This summer, Ethiopia broke the world record for tree planting under Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Green Legacy Initiative. And of course, he just won the Nobel Peace Prize, right? And that initiative is aimed at combating massive deforestation and climate change. The government says that over 300 million trees were planted in a 12-hour period, apparently breaking a record set by India, which was 66 million, just 3 years ago. Young Ethiopians were excited to join the campaign. Here's a clip of one.
I came here with my friends and family, and we were all happy and we enjoyed it. And it's like, it taught me a lot of lessons like teamwork, communication, and so on. And also this event was historical because Ethiopia became the first country to plant that many trees in like a day.
So news from Ethiopia you might have missed, and immigrants from anywhere. What else have we missed in the news this week from your country of origin because we've been so obsessed with impeachment? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this.
All you need to do is ask, and you'll hear the latest news in all of your favorite radio shows. Ask your smart speaker to play WNYC. Learn how at WNYC.org/smartspeaker.
There's the news of the day.
Is there overlap between bike etiquette and bike safety?
And then there's the story of our time.
Well, the impeachment news definitely didn't take the weekend off.
Brian Lehr breaks it all down, asking razor-sharp questions and fact-checking in real time, forthright conversations with public officials, reporters on the beat, and your calls. The Brian Lehr Show, weekdays 10 to noon on 93.9 FM and AM 820 WNYC, or subscribe to the podcast.
WNYC supporters include the new Broadway production of West Side Story. December 10th, 2019 is the night the iconic musical returns to the Broadway Theater. Tickets available now at telecharge.com. Neon, presenting Parasite, a dark comedy thriller about two very different families whose fates cross in a tale of class, greed, and deception. Parasite is now playing at select theaters. Support for The Brian Lehrer Show is provided in part by the Endeavor Foundation.
Coming up at noon on All of It, Allison Stewart speaks with journalist Lauren Duca, known for her viral piece for Teen Vogue, and an interview with Tucker Carlson about her new book, How to Start a Revolution. Plus, Daniel Jones, editor of the New York Times Modern Love column, talks about bringing the column to life in the new Amazon series. Coming up at noon on 93.9 FM, AM 820, or ask your smart speaker to play WNYC. We're on WNYC, and all right, immigrants from anywhere, what have we missed in the news this week from your country of origin because we've been so obsessed with impeachment? 212-433-WNYC, and our first call comes from Menlo Park, California, and it's Yoichi. Yoichi, hello from New York.
Hi, this is Yoichi. So the kind of bizarre news this week in from Japan is... So Tokyo is going to host an Olympic next year, but Tokyo is just so hot. They decided considering to hold a marathon race in Hokkaido, 700 miles north of Tokyo.
Yoichi, thank you for that. Very interesting how they might spread the Olympics out over a 700-mile span. Daniel in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Brian. So I'm calling just to talk about news from Brazil. Here in the U.S., we have Trump in trouble with the Democrats, with the opposition. But in Brazil, there is a very weird situation where there is a big infight in Bolsonaro's party, which is the only party aligned with his government. Basically, his family, him and his three sons, are in fight with the other members of his government base, mm-hmm. basically for the funds, election funds, which is like a 700 million reais fund. And it's a very weird and perplexed situation where you have, you know, not even the opposition doing anything against him. It's just basically mm-hmm. him just breaking his own party.
What do you see as the implications for the public interest through that bizarre infighting?
Well, basically, it's just, well, he was elected, supposedly, you know, for basically he was going to rebuild the government, the way that people like more transparency. But obviously, he's playing the same old games that, you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of expected. He was already a career politician.
Yes.
But it's just very surreal because no one is doing anything against him. He's basically creating his own trouble there.
Daniel, thank you very much. Sharif in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hello, Sharif.
Hey, Brian, thank you for taking my call. You're from Harlem, yes.
Yes, and originally from?
From Guinea-Conakry in West Africa.
Uh-huh.
Well, there has been protests going on in Guinea this past week because the president wants to run for a third term. When the constitution only allows him to run for two terms, 5 years each, and he wants to change the constitution to run for a third term.
Is it more like when Michael Bloomberg wanted to change the city charter to run for a third term and that was it? Or is it more like he's trying to trash democracy altogether and become a dictator?
That's exactly what he's trying to do. Change democracy, become a dictator, and And now there is a national front for the defense of the constitution that organized a protest on the 14th. And since then, there has been like 9 deaths since the 14th. And the government basically doesn't want anyone to protest.
I'm curious if there's a certain portion of the population that likes this idea, because unfortunately, one of the things we're seeing around the world is sort of autocracy by popular enough demand of certain segments of populations.
To tell you the truth, there's like a small group of the government that is pushing for this. The majority of the people in the country doesn't want anything like this. And the protest called for by the FNDC and the Front National for the Defense of the Constitution shut down the country. And people everywhere were just protesting because they are against it.
Sharif, thank you so much. Hiad in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Hiad.
Hi. Yeah, there are violent riots in Iraq with justified demand. But the critics are saying, I mean, the skeptics are saying the timing is connected to the visit of the prime minister of Iraq to China and cutting deals of oil with China instead of the U.S. They even go further and saying what's going on in Syria is probably because there was a connection between Iraq and Syria. It's called Al-Bukamal. It was closed before because of the war, but now it's reopened. So that's what I want to say.
Why would Iraq, and maybe you were starting to get at it, but why would Iraq switch to making oil deals with China rather than the United States?
I believe all those years there is no positive impact on the economy, on the reconstruction of Iraq after they were stuck with the U.S. deals. Nothing serious was done, so I believe he was looking for a viable alternative.
Hiad, thank you so much. Wilma in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Wilma.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. So even though the Dominican Republic and Haiti are 3 hours away from New York, not a lot of people know what's going on there. So first of all, we had a primary election, and it was a disaster. The Board of Election there, it's not reliable. And the winner from one of the political party is not yet recognized.
In the DR, right?
In the DR, in the Dominican Republic. And that's one thing. The president of that political party, who's not the president of the country, but the president of the POD, is Partido de la Liberación Dominicana, POD, he is about to resign from the political party and break away, and that will make a big deal for the next election. So hopefully we get rid of that political party, and they've been in power for 20 years, so it's time for them to go. And if this political party breaks away, hopefully that happens. And then second thing is all the riots and all the huge crisis happening in Haiti. And the international community, I don't think, is paying a lot of attention.
No.
And it's time for the UN and time for the Organization of American States to pay attention, because that could bring a huge crisis not only to Haiti and Dominican Republic, but to the whole region of, you know, the Caribbean and Latin America. So those are two big news for the Caribbean, and we have an election in 2020, and it's good that the international community is aware of this.
Thank you so much, Wilma. We appreciate it. And one more, I think we're going to end on some good news, a little piece of good news from Omer in Jersey City. Hi, Omer.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I wouldn't ordinarily do this, but I've always been compelled by your show.
Thank you so much. And we've got 20 seconds for you. You're originally from Kenya, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, Kenya, we set a couple of records this weekend. There was a young lady, I can't remember her name. She set the world record for the marathon in Chicago. And then another chap also set the record for the marathon in Chicago.
Was this the first marathon run in under 2 hours? I think I heard this.
No, that's the third one.
Oh, all right.
We got three. Eliud Kipchoge set did 1 hour, 59 minutes wow. and 40 seconds in Vienna.
And I'm going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. Omer, thank you so much. And I did want to close the loop on the Ecuador story that I started this with, which may have a somewhat happy ending because my friend wrote again on Monday to say, as a positive update, the indigenous groups and president of Ecuador met last night in a live meeting on TV to discuss the situation and came to an agreement to rescind the austerity measures, call off strikes, and work together to find a better solution to the debt issues that the country has. This is going to be hard, but all sides blamed the previous president. So even if they lay the blame on somebody from the past, at least progress is possible. And somebody can run a marathon in under 2 hours. Immigrants from Anywhere, thanks for all your calls. Have a great weekend, everyone. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.